Welcome to Verse by Verse, an English Bible study program that takes you through the Bible, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book. I'm your host, Brenton Powers. I believe that every word of every verse of the Bible is inspired by God. I believe that the Word of God is useful for equipping the people of God for the work of God. Today, we're going to look at Jude, verse 12 and 13, illustrations from nature about what false teachers look like. What are false teachers like? Jude says, "These are hidden reefs at your love feasts, as they feast with you without fear. Shepherds, feeding themselves, waterless clouds, swept along by winds, fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted. Wild waves of the sea, casting up the foam of their own shame. Wandering stars for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever." Speaking about the false teachers that have crept into the church, here we see several illustrations from nature of what false teachers look like. Well, the first illustration is they're like hidden reefs. The word hidden reefs is spilas. According to Strong's dictionary, these hidden reefs mean a ledge or a reef of rock in the sea. It was translated spot in the King James by confusion with another word, spilos. Have you ever seen a rocky shoreline where the waves are splashing upon the rocks? And it's fantastic to see, but what's happening beneath the surface? There are these hidden rocks and ledges. These hidden reefs under the sea are dangerous for sailors, for boats, or if a surfer crashes into them, they'll be terribly hurt. That's what's so dangerous about them, is that they're hidden. And so here we have an illustration from nature of the danger of false teachers. They don't look like false teachers on the surface. They don't wear a badge that says, "Hi, I'm a false teacher." They hide their false teaching so that once you start diving deeper into the waters with them, you will be crushed against the rocks. And the Bible warns us about suffering shipwreck in our faith. It's a very real danger to suffer shipwreck in our faith because false teachers are like hidden reefs among us. Now, what are they doing wrong that's so dangerous? In Jude verse 12, they are at our love feasts, feasting with us, which is nice when there's lots of people eating together. We enjoy eating as a church. We come together and fellowship and have a potluck where everybody brings something. And the early church had these potlucks. They called them love feasts. Because we love each other, we all bring some food and contribute to this big feast to celebrate the love of the Lord and what he's done in our lives. But as these false teachers are feasting with us, they don't have any fear of offending people or of the food running out. They're just feasting upon this food, but they're only feeding themselves. That's so terrible. They don't contribute anything of blessing to the church. Now it says that they are shepherds feeding themselves. Shepherds is the same word in Greek for pastor, poimen. And what is the job of a pastor and a shepherd? It's to feed the sheep. What did Jesus say to Peter? "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes." And Jesus said to him three times, "Feed my sheep. Take care of my lambs. Feed them." That's the job of a pastor, is to feed the sheep, nourish them. And what are pastors supposed to be feeding the sheep? Well, the bread of life, the word of God. They wish to see Jesus. We need to teach them about Jesus. But these shepherds are feeding only themselves, not caring about others. They're actually taking from others greedily, and they have no fear about it. What a shame for people to come to church saying they're a pastor, but they don't care for God's sheep and they don't feed them. They're blemishes at our love feast. Watch out for these false pastors who do not teach the word of God, the food of God. That shepherd should lose his job. So Jude illustrates that false teachers are like shepherds that only feed themselves. What happens if a shepherd only feeds himself and not the sheep? Well, he'll get fat and the sheep will die. The false pastor will feast upon the sheep and he'll just try to make money from them and then he'll be gone. Watch out for visiting pastors who are just coming to take from your congregation. They have nothing to offer at these love feasts. Next, Jude describes false teachers also as waterless clouds swept along by the winds. If you're a farmer and you see clouds coming, you think, "Great, my crops, my fields are going to be watered by these clouds." But these clouds are waterless. They don't come and rain a blessing upon you. They look promising when they're coming. They may be really puffed up clouds, but there's no blessing of water coming from them. They don't even have water. But these men are just swept along by winds. Jude wants pastors and teachers to teach the people of God so they will not be swept along by winds. Ephesians 4, verse 14 says that as we grow, we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, in deceitful schemes. We should not be tossed around by the winds of doctrine. The winds are false teaching that creeps into the church. They may be the most popular book on the list of the top-selling Christian books. But don't be swayed by what's popular in Christian media. You may be swept away by these winds of doctrine. So God wants us instead to be speaking the truth in love. We are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, verse 15 of Ephesians 4. So please, I plead with you, if your pastor is feeding only himself and he's not feeding you the Word of God so that you can grow and be strong and mature, then run away from them. They will only harm you. They will not bring you a blessing. The next illustration of false teachers in Jude 12 is, he describes them as fruitless trees in late autumn, twice dead, uprooted. They're fruitless trees in late autumn that do not bear the fruit of a Christian. You know, there should be fruit on the trees in late autumn, but they don't have any fruit. But really, Jude says that they're twice dead. What does that mean, twice dead? Unless Christ comes in our lifetime, we all are going to die once. And after this comes the judgment. Well, did you know that there's two deaths that a person can experience? You don't have to experience the second death. But those whose names are not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. These false teachers, they're twice dead. It's as if God has already judged them and condemned them to hell. They're already uprooted. Really going down to the root, you see that they're not connected. They're not drawing from the nutrients like the blessed man who meditates on the word of the Lord and his leaves do not wither and he bears fruit in his season because he's abiding in the word of God. These, however, these false teachers, in contrast to the blessed man, they're not blessed. They're cursed. Wandering stars for whom the utter darkness has been reserved forever. Jude continues to give us illustrations of false teachers in verse 13. Wild waves of the sea, casting up the foam of their own shame. Instead, we should become fruitful trees who are alive and rooted in Christ. Let's consider this picture of wild waves of the sea. This is an amazing thing to watch when you see a storm and there's these wild waves casting up foam. It really gets your attention and it's loud. That's what these false teachers are like. They make a lot of noise. They make a bright show. But what comes out of them is shameful. Casting up the foam of their own shame. They say things that are shameful that a Christian should never say. Jesus says, what comes out of the mouth is what overflows from the heart. That's how you recognize the difference between someone who loves the Lord and someone who doesn't love the Lord. What comes out of their mouth? Is it cursing or is it blessing? Is it shameful or does it bring glory to God? Are they boasting in the Lord or are they boasting in themselves, which is a shame? False teachers may catch your attention like the wild waves of the sea, but what comes out of them is disgusting. The Lord, our good shepherd, leads us beside still waters, quiet waters, and he restores our soul. But these wild waves of the sea, they may be very charismatic, but they don't restore your soul. They defile your soul with the foam of their shame. So we see that Jude is very poetic, and as I'm going through this, I can't help but express things in metaphors like he does. Are you getting into this? Are you enjoying these metaphors that Jude gives us of what it looks like if someone's a false teacher? The next description and the last illustration from nature that Jude gives illustrating these false teachers is at the end of Jude 13. Wandering stars for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. So Jude compares false teachers with wandering stars. They are like wandering stars that give misleading guidance to travelers. Picture, have you ever gone out on a clear night to look at the stars? And you see that the stars, they're all set in their places as God wanted them. But sometimes you see a shooting star or a meteor or a comet. They're not fixed in their locations. They're not abiding where they should be. They're shooting through the sky. Yes, they look like stars, but they're wandering stars. You know, today we need to be most careful about celebrities in the church. Just because someone is well known as a Christian musician or a Christian preacher, or just because someone is well known as a Christian star, we should not follow them if they're wandering stars. Because what's their destiny? If you've ever seen one of these wandering stars, a shooting star, it gets very bright for a second and you're like, whoa, your eyes are attracted to that. But then just as quickly as they appeared, they disappear into the darkness forever. Do not follow these wandering stars. They may go from one religion to another, into Christianity, and then into false teaching. Just because they seem to be a Christian at one time doesn't mean that they remain as lights for the world. Now, I thank God for godly pastors that are well known if they're teaching the Word of God. But if they're wandering all throughout their teaching, they're wandering around the Scriptures, just picking verses that please them, they may be wandering away from the faith. And if you follow them, you may wander away from the faith. Notice, utter darkness has been reserved for these men forever. Many times Jesus warned us about this place of outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In Matthew 8, verse 12, Matthew 13, verse 42, Jesus spoke about outer darkness. There will be people who are thrown into outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jude gives us some very clear warnings and illustrations from nature, and I hope you will heed these warnings and watch out for these hidden reefs. Watch out for shepherds that feed only themselves. Watch out for wild waves of chaos. Watch out for wandering stars. Don't be like them. Their eternal condemnation in the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. Maybe you're wondering, is hell forever? And do people have to spend eternity there? Let me read to you what the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 1, 6 through 10. Since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:8, the only way to escape hell is to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. What does the gospel tell us to do? To repent and to believe in Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins and rose from the dead, that he is God in the flesh. He's the only one who can save you. He's the Messiah, and he is Lord. Turn to him and obey the gospel, and you will be saved tonight when you do. And then continue to abide in him. Be like the stars that shine in the heavens, that abide in the light of Jesus Christ. As a Christian, walking in the ways of the Lord, as in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or in the way of the sinner, or sit in the seat of the scoffer, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree that is firmly planted and rooted by the streams of water. His leaf does not wither, and he bears fruit in its season. All that he does will prosper. Turning king to the ends of all the earth and death, where and in between we must go. We must go. We must go. Thank you for listening to Verse by Verse. I'm Brenton Powers, pastor of Calvary, Latvia. Our homepage is www.calvary.lv, calvary.lv. Our Latvian webpage is www.bibelesstudias.lv. Please tune in next week as we continue to study God's Word verse by verse.